Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kozora. I know I'm just another guy giving his opinion on Lamar Jackson, and this is a Steelers-centric show. But what happens to Jackson very much matters if you're wearing the black and gold. And this is a complicated situation with layers and potentially no resolution for quite some time. But I'll make the point many others have. Is there not a single team who will show interest in him? A year removed from Deshaun Watson, who was courted by at least four teams, with the Browns giving him a fully guaranteed deal despite a looming suspension and mounds of negative PR. And reportedly, the Falcons were prepared to match that offer and were upset Watson never gave them that chance. And now the Falcons are apparently out on Jackson. In what world does that make sense? I've heard some in the media say teams are staying away of submitting an offer because they don't want to make their current quarterback upset, the way Matt Ryan was last year, leading him to Indy. But who are these teams making mad? Sam Howell in Washington? Desmond Ridder in Atlanta? Sam Darnold in Carolina? Oh no, hope those titans of the game don't get mad their team is pursuing a former NFL MVP. They'll get over it. Maybe the gripe is teams don't want to offer a fully guaranteed deal. Nothing says they have to. The offer sheet can be anything. Now, they know Jackson wants a fully guaranteed deal, but if his offers don't reflect that, then he'll need to make a choice of what he's got on the table and what Baltimore is offering. Sure, there's the bad look of swinging and missing on a quarterback, but really, who cares? It's worth the at-bat. No one even thinks about the other teams who were all in on Watson a year ago. So I really can't explain it. Maybe this is a smokescreen and some teams will take a stab at signing him away. I have to think it'll happen. Collusion is a popular word around here, and I'm not going down that rabbit hole today. At the least, trying to prove it is an impossible task. Bottom line, it's been a bumpy, messy couple of weeks for the Ravens. I wonder how the rest of the story plays out. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.